Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Scarcity mentality will only hurt you. It will do nothing but hurt you and keep you from growing, and it has an effect on everything going on around you.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agarwal, and once again, I am joined by our amazing co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
So what are we going to talk about this week? We're going to talk about when scarcity creeps back in and starts affecting your thinking and undoes some of the hard work that many of you put in. So Meredith and I were going downtown Wake Forest to transfer electricity into my name for the nonprofit office, which, by the way, was the most complicated electricity transfer I've ever experienced in my life.
After almost a year of it.
6 months. But that's neither here nor there. Meredith, what kind of brought this up? What kind of precipitated all of this conversation?
Yeah, so we talk a lot about like our masterminders, the groups that we're in post courses. So we have a lot of those running on our soon to be app. This will be all kind of in one place. But right now we have text messages, and today we received a text that said, "I don't know why, but I started this year in a bit of a scarcity mindset. I had a ton of openings in January, which I am not used to, and I started to worry and even considered pulling things from my associate's schedule. Stuck to the plan and did good exams, and sure enough, everything has filled with really productive, enjoyable procedures. Last week, a guy came in with a broken number 18. Because I had the time, I talked to him about his missing number 19, a failing bridge on the other side, and my availability allowed me to sedate him this morning, less than a week from his limited exam. Place two implants, extract and graft number 31 and crown number 18. And two of the responses, I'll just read a couple of them, said, "I could have written that text verbatim, exactly how we have felt. We are zoning in on the fundamentals and working on things we have never had time for, feeling more organized and intentional than ever." Another response was, "I've been fighting that scarcity mindset as well. We just have to double down on the fundamentals and focus on all the opportunities in front of you." And I think most people were just like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Grateful for this. I've been feeling this way. And it's a lot to come out and say that you feel that way, right? Yeah. So let's kind of talk about, you know, what is the scarcity mindset? Yeah.
So, you know, let's kind of start there. Okay. Yeah. Number one, I want to say one of the amazing things about the Mastermind, which is now, by the way, booking into January 2025, is the community part of it. It's that. It's exactly that. You know, here in January 2024, you know, many of us are seeing some things slow down. We're not used to this. We've never experienced it before. You know, you listen to the news, it's an election year. You have everybody telling you all kinds of crazy stuff. And
some of it's true. And so it's easy to get down. It's easy to do all of this stuff. And, you know, then you'll have some dentists talk about, oh, I'm so busy. And there's no context to their busyness. And that's where having a great community is really so important, a great community of like-minded individuals. And that's what the mastermind group is. So, you know, let's start with talking about what is abundance versus scarcity. You know, to me, an abundance mentality is I'm going to bet on myself to win. You know, I'm going to have a growth mindset. I'm going to do what it takes mindset. I'm going to continue to believe in me, and I'm going to continue to believe that the plan is going to work. And so the scarcity mindset is, you know, there's not enough out there. I've got to do this. I've got to steal from here. I've got to break the pattern. I got to do all of these things. And there's a time that, you know, the next mindset beyond scarcity would be survival. You know, and survival and scarcity to me are two different things. Survival is a reality. Hey, I've tried things, I've gone things, and I've been in survival mode. You know, and when you leave survival mode, you have scarcity mentality because you're afraid of going back. And, you know, look, this many years in, I'm still afraid of going back to survival mode because survival mode sucks. You know, it sucks when you're worried about paying the bills. It sucks when you're worried about making payroll. It sucks when you don't know where anything's coming from. That's not a great place to live. And that's why it's so important to put in place some of the fundamentals so that you can exit survival mode, so that you can have a nest egg, that you have a backup plan, so that you can stick to the plan. So that's, to me, the difference between abundance, scarcity, and survival is I hope if you're in survival mode, it is do what it takes to win, and survive and win. But if you're not truly in survival mode, I want you to stick to the plan, and we'll talk about that here in a moment. I want you to understand that scarcity mentality will only hurt you. It will do nothing but hurt you and keep you from growing, and has an effect on everything going on around you. So, you know, I want to avoid that scarcity mentality.
Yeah. Well, what are the signs, or I want to say signs and symptoms. What are the signs that a dentist is creeping back into that mindset, and like, what should they look for?
Yeah. So to me, if I back up, here's who is the most guilty of having scarcity mentality. My experience has been is that's the dentist who has come to us or has been super busy all their career. And it was so much work and so hard to get them to slow down and believe in the 3D way. You know, I almost sound like with The Mandalorian, this is the way, right? But you have to believe that you can see less patients and be more productive. You have to believe that patients are willing to accept bigger treatment plans, and that patients truly do want to do all of their dentistry at one time, and that insurance is nothing but a speed bump, not a barrier in the road. So those dentists that it's taken so long, they're so used to being busy, and it's taken so long to get them out of that pattern and getting them to slow down and work one column and see fewer patients, as soon as they start seeing any white space, any openings in the schedule, they start freaking out. And they, as soon as, you know, I've been used to, the dentist says, I've been used to being booked out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. As soon as that creeps into, maybe it's not white space, now I'm only booked out 2 or 3 weeks, they start freaking out. They think that the world is going to fall apart, that we're, like, have you ever thought, Meredith, we're one step away from everything crumbling, yeah. Like the house of cards mentality. And so they freak out when they see any open space on the schedule. The other thing that's a sign that they are starting to creep into a scarcity mode is they want to start stealing from their partner or their associate. They want to start saying, I'm going to do this procedure and just let them, you know, that, you know, let them fend for themselves. Yeah. And that's not what that's not fair. And that's not what we teach. That's not what we believe in. Or the third thing is they're really starting to worry about their bank account, and it's starting to shrink a little bit. I don't want to say it's empty, but it's starting to shrink. Those are the three signs. Those, selfishly, you know,
yeah.
Quite honestly, vulnerably, those are the things that
or
I think
what
of.
We've heard too.
Yeah. And so those are the things that kind of go through my head are the typical signs when somebody's kind of facing scarcity mentality.
All right. Well, out of these signs and the way people act when they get into this mentality, what are some of the negative side effects that seem to impact them?
Yeah, I think to me, the biggest side effect is that you go away from what's been working. Number one, they're going backwards. They're undoing the hard work. Okay. And it took a long time to undo the bad habits. If we go back to these bad habits, sometimes it's impossible to overcome those. And that's what I'm worried about. Okay. Not everybody has the wherewithal, the commitment, the relentless drive to undo some of these things.
Right. And it's almost harder sometimes.
Oh, not almost. It is harder. Okay. Yeah. The other thing is it creates a psychology in the team. They think like the ship's sinking.
Right.
You know, and then they start, you know, if you feel survival mode, a scarcity mode, they're going to be even worse because they literally are so dependent on that paycheck, right? Yes. And so then they start looking, your good people start looking for other places. I mean, the bad people stick around.
Yeah.
The good people start looking for other places. You know, it just creates a psychology, and they're easy to go back to the old way of doing things. And then the other negative is this could just be a normal ebb and flow that many businesses face. And that means that you miss out on the golden opportunities of patient care that are in front of you. So what I want to take a moment to do is talk a little bit about what would I do instead.
Right.
Okay, if I start to see a little bit of white time, a little bit of open time on my schedule, what should a dentist be doing? The first thing I think about, okay, and look, I've gone through this, I'm going through this, and you know, in different ways. But here's the first thing I do. The first thing I do is I try to consolidate. And so, for example, if I have 1 or 2 hours free each day, 4 days a week,
right?
What I would do is I would move to how can I combine that to try to get a whole day free?
Yeah.
And maybe I'd work one day less. You know, if I'm going to produce, let's just make up a number, $10,000 working 3 days, or I'll be there making $10,000, producing $10,000 working 4 days, which would you rather do, Meredith?
Right, work 3 days.
Yeah, work 3 days and have more time available, right? So that's kind of the first thing that I think about is, could I consolidate this? And maybe not in terms of taking a day off. Maybe I have an hour here or there. How can I consolidate this to get a 3 hour chunk
right.
of time?
I was just going to say that. That way you're available for consults.
Yeah.
You know, maybe looking at more than just your schedule too, though. Are there new patients coming in when you have openings? Because that's time where you could devote more time to diagnosing and putting together a plan versus just rushing through it and doing one tooth at a
time. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, so that's kind of part of it, right? Can we consolidate a little bit, okay? Number one, that doesn't mean cut team members'
right.
time. That doesn't mean any of those things. Just can I consolidate? And why do I want to consolidate this time? And this is kind of what I want to do with the time is I want to focus on the fundamentals. Back to our four fundamentals: diagnosis, communication, financial arrangements, and proper block scheduling. And here's the challenge with fundamentals for everybody. It's we try to work on it in our free time. And when the free time is 30 minutes, 40 minutes here or there in between patients, you don't really work on it. That's why consolidating the schedule to 2-3 hour chunks of time or a half day chunk of time or even a full day chunk of time really allows you to dive in on focusing on those fundamentals and pour into your team. You know, pour into your team. Imagine what would happen if you had a day. Like I experienced this last week. I had a last minute cancellation.
Is that when your patient ate?
Yeah, my patient ate for the sedation, right?
I'm sorry that I shouldn't laugh.
Shit happens, right? But so what I was able to do is I was able to spend 3 hours with my front office team listening to phone calls, reviewing things, talking about what's working, what's not working. And I've already seen a difference in that, in their morale, in their spirit, in their outcomes, you know?
Yeah.
And so imagine if you were able to do that, how much further you would get.
Yeah.
You know, yes, there's a cost. I mean, yes, I could have probably seen a filling or crammed my schedule, but that few $100, that $400 or $500, as long as you're not in survival mode, okay,
right.
That $400 or $500 is far outweighed by the big picture thinking of pouring into your team. And then the other thing I've focused on when I have some of this free time is I focus on what I call my personal brand time. And that's making myself more attractive, not physically. You know?
Well,
there's that. But
the walks don't hurt.
You know, that's focusing on making my practice and myself more attractive to patients, meaning posting my before and afters. One of the things that I've gotten away from, like bitterly gotten away from, as I've gotten busier at the practice and I'm there less and I'm literally coming in, doing my works, my time when I'm there non-working is, you know, really called for, is I've stopped spending time promoting myself on social media, telling patients what I'm looking for or what I do.
Yeah.
And that leads to some of these ebbs and flows. So to me, when you feel in that scarcity mentality, you know, commit for 30 to 90 days to just focusing on the fundamentals, pouring into your team, developing your personal brand, and see what happens here.
Yeah. I just want to mention, when you talk about coaching your team members and feeling that scarcity, only because we talked about this with a couple doctors last week that were here for our mastermind, is, you know, if you've gone all this time and things were going well and you weren't coaching them, all of a sudden when things are bad, you start coaching, they're going to put a negative effect on them for the coaching. So I would approach it a little bit differently. Like, hey, let's not say, hey, we're in scarcity, we got to figure this out. It's more of, hey, let's value this time that we have together, and let's really look how we can double down on these things and make it so much better.
Yeah, that's keeping that positivity, right?
And that's so important, because at the end of the day, we as team members, we want to please, right? Yeah. But to know it's so down to come meet with you and feel like we're doing a great job, and you're like, well, the numbers are down, there's nothing you could do to make it better, you know? That's not very positive. So to just keep that in the back of your head.
Sometimes I'm guilty of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. I think everyone is.
Yeah.
I think everyone is. And so, I mean, I think I had to remind you of this with, you know, some of your cases earlier at the end of last year. You know, it's the time of year. Yeah. There's not much they can do. Don't go attack them now when you have it, when you've let them fly for the last 6 months and haven't checked in once, right? We can't just... Yes, that's what we want to do, but that's that scarcity mindset. But absolutely, do we need to? Yes, we just have to approach it differently on let's value this time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so what if things aren't getting better?
All right.
The negative side effects have hit, you know, it's clear of what's going on. What if things aren't getting better?
Yeah. So when things aren't getting better, you know, let's say 120 days into this and things aren't getting better, you know, hopefully you've put together a budget. In these last 90 days or whatever, you look at what expenses aren't working, you know, in terms of any marketing that you may be doing, money that you're throwing away. It may be time to start making some cuts and some changes. I have this saying right now that I'm really focused on. It's not mine, but you can claim it as mine if you want. It's if you're not getting the results you want, you got to do something different. You got to try something different. And that may be a matter of shaking things up. Maybe you have to change hours. You know, maybe you have to make yourself more available at different times. Maybe, you know, I remember 2008. That's what I keep going back
to. Right, yeah. Because that's probably when you were in the most scarcity mindset.
Yeah, that was almost, and I moved into survival in a certain way, right? And, you know, I went back to, hey, I'm going to be open evening hours.
Yeah.
You know, I created that I'm in it to win it. At the end of the day, I knew I was.
But even a few years ago, we said, let's try 7 to 7. And this is, you said to everyone, hey, this is a trial period. We're going to split or work, you're going to work less days. So for team members, it was either you came in early and you left early, or you came in later and worked a little later, or you worked less days, or however it worked out. But you said, let's try this. Yeah. Let's see what works. We quickly found out people love the morning appointments. Yeah. The afternoons were less profitable for us. Yep. People got stuck at work.
So what did we end up doing?
We cut the afternoons.
Yeah, we ended up going 7 to 3.
Right.
If we could, I'd go 6 to 3.
Yeah. I don't know if we'd get any 6 a.m. or...
We would get patients. I don't know if the team members would
show. Yeah.
But, you know, get some help. You know, get around other dentists. Again, it's back to, if you keep doing the same things, you're going to get the same results. So get around different people, because not everybody may be struggling or doing whatever,
No, they're not open to letting you know that they are.
Yeah, right.
I think a lot of times it's hidden behind closed doors because it's not acceptable to feel this way.
Yeah, get around other people that are tasting success. See what they're doing. See how they're overcoming the same challenges that you're facing. You know, and then for me, for those of us that are really focused on listening to the podcast, but add back some smaller blocks. You know, don't be too prideful okay, slowly add back a few smaller blocks. Again, you've consolidated your schedule, add back a few smaller blocks, you know, for these 30 to 60 days, maybe add back a few more smaller blocks. Then at the 90 to 120 days, add back some blocks, you know. And then the other things I think about if it's not getting better is maybe you need to reconsider your stance on insurance. I know a lot of dentists have dropped insurance plans over the last few years because things have been amazingly good. Maybe it's time to look at re-adding insurance plans. The last thing I want to do, the absolute last resort, is we start looking at making cuts, okay? I don't want to say that we're going to swallow our pride and never make cuts. I want to say that you have to do what it takes. You have to shake things up. You have to try new things so that you can see if it's if your only option is to make cuts. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. And then we can deal with that path. But I want you to stay calm. I want you to focus on the fundamentals. I want you to, you know, to get help. I want you to get around like-minded individuals. I want you to get some energy in you. And I promise you, if you just stay focused on the foundations and the fundamentals, things will be okay. If you just wallow and you just say, this is woe is me, this is everybody else's fault, things probably won't be okay. Stay positive, stay proactive, and keep working hard. Look, if you're ready to level up your practice, you want to make things better, you want to fly, succeed, do more of the dentistry you want, take more time off, earn more money, you know, take control, join our business mastermind. You're going to love it. You know, it's fantastic. It's application only. You visit 3d-dentist.com/application, fill out your application. Then you'll schedule a strategy call with Meredith. She'll talk to you about what's going on, find out if we're a good fit for you. If you're ready to level up your clinical skills, then think about our digital implant continuum. Whether you're new and getting started in implants, whether you're at advanced, whether you're already placing implants and want to level up your implant skills, we have live patient programs that will help you grow. That's what we do here at 3D Dentists. We help you grow, we help you take control of your practice, and we help you love dentistry again. Enjoy this week and make it amazing.